But anyway, here's the scene of him sitting on his living room couch talking about I think he's talking about another law, but I'm not sure. Let me sit down. I'm tired.
Tight, and we finally got out to the fellowship, among other things, because we're all short-handed. I could make a commentary here on the nature of the addict, particularly on the nature, I guess, of the clean addict in N.A., but that'll have to wait. We'll get some of that on tape, perhaps later on, perhaps we'll get some of it in print, but that's an entirely different story. This is the area here. And particularly over to my right, where I'm sitting now, this is right in this place right here, many years ago, in trying to organize my own thoughts in order to try to understand the program we had, in order to try to see if what I was doing was right for me as well as everybody else, and to see if I could find maybe a better direction, maybe some more positive aspects of looking at the program, since you know as well as I do how depressing some of our meetings can become. To start off on a negative note, we can carry it through. The big job, I've been very fortunate in the fact I've always been sort of optimistic. I've always been on the upside. I'm a speeder. Thank God, so is Betty. We get along well in that regard. And I used to try to wonder, what can we do to make it any better? What can we do to improve? And I thought, from what I learned in the program, it's what I learned. And what I'm able to offer to other people is most important. Not trying to do things for other people. We're supposed to do things for themselves. Just offer the opportunity, offer your support, offer your empathy in particular. Empathy in particular, because it seems as though the times we forget, we get so tied into trying to do something for somebody. We're not saviors, we're not teachers, we're not preachers. We're only people who have recovered our own life, our own family, our own health. And this is what we can offer to other people, only an example. I think we get hung up on that sometimes. So as a result of that, we've got two pieces of literature, very small pieces in the white book and another folder that were written, sitting right here, trying to understand myself, trying to understand what I was trying to hang on to, trying to understand what I was trying to get, and trying to understand what it meant after I got it, because I believed in two things, freedom and meaning in my life. This has probably caused me a lot of trouble at times, which also brought me to where I am today. I believe my life is successful today. I'm living as the kind of person I'm supposed to be, I think. And that to me is success. And that's all we can offer to anybody also. This is no good philosophical statement, but another look was a collection, really, of things, ideas that were through my own mind, my own consciousness, that I tried my own life to understand and came out in that writing. I just picked up the book, pad, and started writing, and that's what came out. I only had to change it once. That was after it had been in print for a long time. Recovery and Relapse was the first one previous to that, and that was written sitting right here, too. I was trying to understand addiction. I was trying to understand addicts. I was trying desperately to understand myself. I was trying to find a better way to do what we were trying to do. And I think it's this trial and error that's so important. I think this is the reason we are such an unstructured fellowship and should be kept that way. The authoritarianism some of us have individually, I know I have it very often. I make a statement, you think it was unquestionable, but that happens to be my way. People think I'm angry at times because I get so enthusiastic and so timely in what I'm doing. Simply not so. I think that for so many people, you and I, we are tied into so many different things. We're tied into ourselves. We're the people that we know ourselves to be. We're the people that others think we are. And we're the people probably that our parents thought we ought to be. But all of these are just parts and parcels of our entire life. Each in our own way, in this program, in this world.
Okay. Okay. That's it.
What a great ending to a glorious day. Thanks, Vaughn, so much. And thanks, everybody, that shared their heart today. This has been wonderful. I do want to say one thing to all the speakers that are still here. There are some media desires. Would they love to get some group pictures of you? So all of you that want to participate, maybe meet over here for some pictures. If you're not coming back tomorrow, Godspeed and God be with you until we see you again. And the rest of you, we'll see you at breakfast. Let's close with the wee version of the Serenity Prayer. Serenity Prayer. God, grant us the serenity to accept the things we cannot change, the courage to change the things we can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Just for today. See you at breakfast.